This is a story about having to navigate single life late in life and with a whole new relationship landscape around you. This one's not about me, though. If you do want to hear about my experiences on the apps and with the dudes, you can check out the podcast Dated Love Online After 50. But Jo Peck had just had her 60th birthday when she was greeted with the news that her husband of 25 years had taken his business elsewhere. So Jo took a dive into the dating pool, heart first, and she's laid all of that down in print. Her memoir is called Suddenly Single at 60. Jo Peck, great to have you on the program.
It's so good to be here, Hilary. I think we've got a lot to talk about.
I felt like we could just sit here and chat for 15 minutes about the dudes that we had met, but no. Let's take listeners through it. Let's begin at your 60th birthday party, because it sounds like it was a lot of fun. But what was happening for you at that time, and how did your relationship with your husband at the time, Rex, feel to you?
To be honest, I hadn't really thought about it at that time. I was busy doing other things. I was busy turning 60. I was in the throes of trying to organise a party, which I'm not very good at. And my husband had been kind of remote, but that was not unusual at the time. So I had a lot of friends around me, and really I was just having a good time. But there is a moment in the book and at the party where I noticed that he was really not engaging with the crowd or with the party or with me. And I thought, I think something might be amiss here. But to be honest, I was having too much fun to care at that stage.
Well, and then later on, there's a conversation about should you or should you not get a new TV, and that snowballed into revelations. How did that come about?
Yes. Well, we had two TVs, as you would know when you read the book, but they were from the Jurassic age of TV. And I wanted a smart TV so I could watch all the new, you know, Netflix shows and stuff like that while he was away practicing. Anyway, I suggested to him, innocently, that while we're in town, we might look at new TVs. And his reaction was just over the top. I can't say the swear word on air, but it just caused me to sort of step back and go, oh, my God, this is about something more than a TV. And he just went silent, and I knew at that stage that I had hit a nerve. And he then revealed to me that he was seeing someone else, that he was in fact in love with that someone else, and that that someone else was 34 years old compared to my 60.
Wow. So there was a lot to unpack there. Yeah. And the book is really wonderful because it kind of steps you through the different things that you had to learn and relearn, you know. Mm. Now I'm going to be single. Now I've been dumped. Now there's this age thing. Mm. How did you start to process all that, Jo?
I started by really, really relying heavily on my friends. I talked to them. I'm fortunate to have an amazing circle of friends, and they were invaluable. Then I went into therapy. I had a therapist who I'd been with during menopause. I went back to her and I told her my sorry tale. And she took me on again. And, you know, she asked me the very pointed question. You know, she asked me a whole lot of questions. Then her final one was, Jo, do you want to save the marriage or not? And at that point, I wasn't sure, but I said, look, I'm weary. I'm weary of holding this thing together. I think I might be done. So I spent two hours a week with her in the beginning, and that really helped. And then slowly I weaned that back to 1 hour. Then it became once a fortnight. But, you know, I needed that woman like I needed oxygen, and she helped me so much. And then my yoga teacher will be absolutely devastated if I don't mention how important she was in my life. This one's for you, Dorothy. She really did keep my head together and keep me active and physical, and it really, being in that space really helped me as well. So with all that happening for me, I suddenly started to feel lighter, and against all the odds, I started to think maybe this wasn't the worst thing that it had ever happened to me.
Well, yeah, because it was fascinating to read, you know, you come across in the book as this fantastic person, really vibrant, full of energy. Here you are. It's all true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you write that you had never lived alone, you know, in adulthood.
No.
Hardly ever been single since you were 18.
No.
And you also write really poignantly about what it was like to feel older and single. What was that like for you?
Yeah, look, I felt terrified of that because I don't like the idea of being alone, and the idea of being alone going into my final kind of trimester of life, I really was not looking forward to that. I felt like I would sort of spend the time, I don't know, at home alone watching TV, and I couldn't imagine that life could be rebuilt at that age. You know, I had no idea that there was so much out there for women who, you know, to be able to rebuild. You would understand that, you know. It's just the landscape has changed completely, I think, for older women, and that's a great thing.
Yep.
And I learned how to navigate that. And I started to have a whole lot of fun.
I love how you write about, you know, I remember what dating used to be like. It was all stones, green ginger wine, stumble into someone at the pub, make a decision in the morning about whether you're going to pick up your sneakers and leave or stay for bacon and eggs. That's how it was. But yeah, you worked out how to use the apps. And as a copywriter, was it easy or hard to write that first profile?
Look, I think the first profile is always hard, regardless of how good a writer you are, because you're putting yourself on the line. You're the product. You're the thing that's being sold. So I did have an advantage because I'm good at words. I like words. They were my stock in trade. So I did sweat over those words, but well, the words that I came up with turned out to really work for me because I made them not about what I was like, but what I wanted from a partner and from a relationship. And I gave them a list, which was a list of six things that I wanted. And I said, I'd be happy with 4 out of 6.
Well, it was a bit of a trap, wasn't it? Because some people are like, I reckon I'm 6 out of 6. And you're like, eh.
You're narcissist. Out. Yeah, narcissist, not acceptable. So, yeah, it was a really good way to filter people. And the guy I eventually ended up with said that he was a 4 out of 6 and he missed on funny and smart. And, of course, they turned out to be the two things that he was absolutely best at. So,
but modest also.
Yeah, modest, self-deprecating. That's why we love him.
Nice. I want to hear about the dudes in between, though. Did you have a red flag guy that was basically red flag stitched together like I did?
I did not have a red flag guy. No, I had a lovely conservative man who was just a beautiful first date, but not right for me. But we had a lovely dinner. He was a gentleman, and it felt like a really nice way to initiate myself into that world.
Well, and he was kind to you and respectful to you, which is really what you want at that stage, didn't
you? Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, well, you don't really know what you want at all, but it was a lovely feeling to not be on edge and not feel like you were going to be murdered.
Yes, that's a basic step. I mean, that is something that is sadly on our minds when we're on the apps.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt safe and we had a very genial conversation. And he was very respectful at the end when I said, you know, I think it's too early for me to be dating again.
It was really fascinating. What reading about you exploring, discovering your own needs and boundaries, because that's such a personal journey, isn't it? Working out what you want, what you need, what you want outside the relationship that you have worked so hard to sustain. What do I want now? It's years later. I could be wanting completely different things.
Well, I initially made the mistake of trying to look for a better version of my ex-husband, a nicer version of him. And that was completely wrong. I should have been looking for someone completely different. And it's just, you're bound by what you know and what you think you want.
But often, sometimes you worry about going for the rebound too. It's like, I want something completely opposite. Is that bad?
Well, yeah, look, I think you just have to keep your eyes and ears open and not be judgmental until you actually have had a dialogue and met the person. And, you know, the person I ended up with was not the sort of person I would have picked, but, you know, he's turned out to be, we're brilliant together. And I know that you have had a similar experience.
I know, so. Spoiler. But what I love too about this book, Joe Peck, which is called Suddenly Single at 60, was that you did the research. You tried out a few things. You thought, let's see if Friends with Benefits works. Mm. Let's hang out with this guy who's already in an open relationship. Mm. And I understand that that worked out very well for you for a time.
It did. He was a really nice man, very open, very honest, authentic, not lying to his partner. It was all above board.
Things have changed a lot in 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he just opened my eyes to the fact that those sorts of relationships were out there. And not only out there, but they could actually work.
And isn't it validating too to have some great sex?
Hillary.
It's so good.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, it is. Because that's another thing I've found, women, you know, who reach this age, 60, a lot of the ones I talk to feel like they've sort of moved beyond that phase. And I guess that happens when you've been with the same partner for a long time and there are benefits to being with that partner. But one of them is that I think that sort of excitement does fade. So when you have the opportunity to be with someone new at this point in your life, all of those nerve ends are rekindled. And wow, it's fun.
Yeah, it's such a relief, isn't it? Oh, God, everything still works.
Yeah, excellent. My body still works, and I still have a libido, and you know, you look forward to it rather than thinking, oh no, I don't feel like that.
Oh, that's terrible. I never felt like that, but it's very different, isn't it? It's a re-blossoming of things.
It is. It's one of the best byproducts of having a new relationship.
Just to finish up with Joe Peck, I wish we could talk about this all
day. I don't want to go yet.
I know. So much to discuss. But I love that you write that in a marriage or a long-term relationship, you swap security and constancy and really lovely things often too for the thrill of dating and discovery.
Yes.
What was the biggest surprise for you about diving back into online dating? Did you come down on one side or the other about what you liked most?
About online dating?
Well, I mean, you know, was it the thrill and the joy and the discovery, or were you really going, I want to get back into that constancy and security?
Oh, no,
as well?
Definitely the former. It was just a whole new world for me, and I really loved the communication, that you could actually have conversations with people in cyberspace and you know, those people, you know, would talk back to you. You felt safe. You could be at home on your couch in your jammies, and you would still be able to have really good conversations with really different people from anywhere. You know, they didn't have to be in the pub. They could be in Perth or they could be in Stockholm. You know, it didn't matter. It was just connection with the outside world, and so much easier than the old way we used to have to find people.
Well, exactly, and going up to people and chatting away and then going, oh, you've got a partner. Oh, no, you're gay. Okay, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Great. Or you're not gay, you know, yes. Whichever.
You generally know those things beforehand. So, yep. Yeah,
filters.
I think they're just a godsend. Those apps.
Over 60, under 60, the apps can work for or against you, as we have found. But Joe Peck found they worked very well in her favour. Joe, thanks so much for coming in to chat with us today on Life Matters.
Thank you, Hillary. It's been such a pleasure, and I was so looking forward to meeting you.
I know, same. Sister in Dating. It's called Suddenly Single at 60, the memoir. I highly recommend it. It's a great read.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.